And we're going to go now to Senator Richard Durbin, Democrat of Illinois. He's on the phone from Capitol Hill, and where he was watching the president's speech tonight. Senator Durbin, thanks for being with us.
Good to join you.
And as you were listening to the series of proposals that the president is calling on Congress to pass, what did you think?
All good. I think the president's moving in the right direction. You've noticed the appropriations that he's asked for Hurricane Katrina have been approved quickly on a bipartisan vote, strong bipartisan support, and the president will continue to receive that. I like what he said tonight, several things. Accepting personal responsibility for whatever went wrong at the federal level, he said it before, reiterating it tonight was good. I think it's also important for him to really set goals, returning the people to their homes and their communities. I like the fact that he's talking about creating tax incentives for businesses to relocate, training accounts for workers, schooling for kids, homesteading so that we can have people building new homes that they can own rather than rent. And the one thing that's encouraging to me is I know when this is successful, we will have created a Katrina matrix or model that we can replicate across America.
If you were to have to do this again, you're saying?
Even without a disaster, I can just tell you that the poverty that was found in New Orleans before Katrina is in many cities across the United States. And if we can take the same can-do attitude with America working together, unified as a community, we can not only put the people back in the Gulf Coast towns in the greatest communities I've ever seen, we can start moving across America to make this a stronger nation.
You know, the president, again, talking about this as being one of the largest reconstruction efforts the world has ever seen, one thing he did not do tonight was to name any sort of czar who would be overseeing this entire effort. Is that a concern to you?
It's worrisome in this regard. I've been concerned about FEMA and the federal response. Even the president conceded it wasn't what it should have been. And now the idea that we will have inspector generals, I like that. In fact, I've joined with Senator Lieberman on a bill to do that today. We're worried because we hear about no-bid contracts in the Katrina areas going to the same companies that they went to in Iraq without the kind of accountability that we have to demand. But, you know, I think what we need to do is to make certain that we do something the president didn't call for. He wants his cabinet to investigate their own shortcomings. He wants the Republican-led Congress to investigate his administration. I think we found after 9/11 it is far better to put together an independent, nonpartisan commission to take an honest look at all aspects. The 9/11 commission did a great job for America. A Katrina commission could do the same.
And that's a proposal that has not found support in Congress so far.
Well, sadly, Senator Hillary Clinton offered it this week, and it came up to a roll call vote in the Senate. It was defeated along party lines. The Republicans opposed it. Of course, the administration opposed a 9/11 commission initially, too. I think ultimately they'll realize that an independent, nonpartisan commission is the best way to get honest answers.
It sounds like, by and large, you're supporting the president's proposals and what he had to say tonight. Was there anything that you were hoping he might say that he didn't say, beyond what we've just talked about?
Well, the only other thing that he might have addressed, it's a national problem. It has some relation to Katrina, or gasoline and energy prices. I think, of course, they've been aggravated by Katrina, but this has been a terrible burden on our economy, our families and businesses, for weeks and weeks, and there's been little or nothing said by the administration. But let's save that for another day. I want to accentuate the positive tonight. I think there are plenty of things that we can work with the president on a bipartisan basis.
Are you concerned, Senator Durbin, about the price tag for all of this?
Of course I am. We're dealing with the largest deficits in the history of the United States. We've seen a war in Iraq where, again, we've supported the president on a bipartisan basis for every dollar that he's asked for, to support our troops in every way. And yet the administration really hasn't come forward with a plan to either pay for Iraq, certainly not for Katrina, and we don't even know where that might end. Instead, what they've suggested, and I hope they'll reassess it, is the idea of more tax cuts, primarily for upper-income Americans, and cutting some really valuable programs for poor Americans like Medicaid. I think those budget decisions, which were made before Katrina, should be reassessed at this point. I don't think they're realistic.
So where does the money come from, then, if you can tell me in brief?
In brief, it'll be added to our national debt. But we certainly shouldn't dig that hole any deeper with tax cuts for people in upper-income categories.
Senator Durbin, thanks very much.
Thank you, too.
Richard Durbin, a Democratic senator from Illinois, the assistant minority leader in the Senate, joining us from Capitol Hill, talking about some of the proposals laid out by President Bush in his speech tonight to the nation from Jackson Square in New Orleans, a speech that laid out a number of proposals for tax incentives for business, for workers to get back on their feet to help in the recovery effort, for the rebuilding of homes around the Gulf Coast, and also talking about the failures of the government response and possible ways to correct them.